Okay, today's daf is Shkalim Dav Beis. Shkalim Dav Beis, and today's shiur is sponsored L'zeicha Nishmas Moshe Ben Yosef, Dr. Milton Cook, who prepared a foundation of Torah for his children and grandchildren on this his 51st yard site, Tez Zayin Cheshvan. So we thank the Cook family for their sponsorship. And we start, Baruch Hashem, a new Masechta, a new beginning, a couple of weeks that we have now Maseches Shkalim. So a couple of words of Hagdama to this only Masechta of Yerushalmi that we do. Why are we doing this Masechta? So one of two reasons. Number one, the other Masechtas that have Yerushalmi, there's only one Masechta in all of Zerayim that has a Bavli. So we're going to do all the Yerushalmis on that, so that was not included. And, you know, a couple of others here and there. But Shkalim is the only one in Seder Moed that does not have a Bavli. So if we're doing all of the Masechtas in Seder Moed, so we do this one too. Plus the fact that it was printed in the standard Vilna Shas. That might be why it had mazel that, you know, hundreds of thousands of Jews learn the Yerushalmi and Masechta Shkalim, even though they don't learn any other Yerushalmi, and it's part of the Daf Yomi Bavli cycle because of that. Either way, whatever the reason is, we get to learn Masechta's Yerushalmi Shkalim together with the Talmud Yerushalmi. Torah tells us at the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, as you know, the mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel. So Machzis HaShekel is one that comes up every year. It doesn't apply Bizman HaZeh, Me'ikar Adin, but as we know, there is a Zecha that we do Bizman HaZeh. The Sefer Chinuch tells us in Mitzvah Kufhei, Sheyitin Kol Echad Mi Yisrael, Mi Ben Esrim Shad Av Amala, Bein Ani, Bein Asher, Machzis HaShekel. Any male, 20 years old, and above, right, that is a machlokas rishonim, the Rechinuch holds 20 years old and above, has to give a machzis HaShekel, whether he is rich, whether he is poor, shu mishkal asara geira kesa b'chol shana liyad ha-kohanim. We give it to the kohanim, shenemar, ze yitnu kol over alap kudim, everybody gives, whoever is one that is over alap kudim, who goes to the army, that's where the Sefer Chinuch gets it from, that he holds age 20, manicha nakol balishka acha shava mikdash, everyone gives the money and they put it into the a special box, the pushka in the base of Migdash, umishama yemotzian liknos tmidun umusafin v'chol karban akarev al tzibur, and that's where they take money from to buy all the karban tzibur of the year. So the halacha is the karbanas have to come from tzibur funds. Let's say one person wants to say, I'll pay for all the karban tamas this year. It's on me. Doesn't work. You have to give the money to the base of Migdash, and everybody has a chelek in the karbanos. We'll have to talk about Hashem later on, not today, in a couple of dafim. What about women? Women are not chayavos in machzis HaShekel. So does that affect whether they are included in the karbanos sibur? Now, my nafkamina, maybe do women have to daven musaf? As a big machlokas achronim between the tzlach and others, which we'll have to talk about. But that's the purpose of the machzis HaShekel on the step one is to prepare funds that we can have for the carbon of Sefer. The other purpose, as we know, is the census, to be able to know how many Jews there are of that age. So again, that is the ultimate two purposes. V'hamelach shemolchen bo'as ha-karbanos, and the chinuch continues, the salt and the firewood, the atziyam aracha, the lechem apanim, the schar ha-osa osa lechem apanim, to pay the people who make the lechem apanim, and the carbon ha-omer, and the shtei lechem, all of those are paid for by the collection of the machzis HaShekel. Throughout the Masechta, it's called the Shekel, even though it's the machzis HaShekel, but for sure, we call it Shekel. Mishar Shei Mitzvah, what's the message behind this mitzvah according to the Chinuch? Sheratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'tovas Kol Yisrael U'lazakosam Shetiyah Yad Kulam Shaveh. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants everybody to have an equal share, and it shouldn't be that one person gets the credit for all of the karbanos. So Yad Kulam Shaveh Bedvar Karbanos HaKrevim Lefanav Kol Hashana, right? So the whole year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could see all the karbanos that every Jew has a chelek in them. Ba'aliyas HaZikaron HaKol, and the zikaron and the memory and the zchus of every Jew goes up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he goes through all of the mitzvahs that all the details that we'll have in this Masechta, and the chinuch hands off, v'noheges bizman abayis shechayavin laseis osa kol Yisrael, and it's noeg only bizman abayis, it's no maker adin, but applies to every male anywhere in the world. Any Jewish male anywhere in the world has to give the machzis HaShekel. It's not a din in Eretz Yisrael. We'll have that in a Mishnah later on in the Masechta. Beina omdim ba'aretz o b'chutz la'aretz v'shalo bizman abayis. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, ein chayev ha'adam v'afilu ha'omdin ba'aretz. And even the Bnei Eretz Yisrael are not chayev in this mitzvah. Bizman abayis, if somebody does not give machzis HaShekel, it's parish man ha'tzibur. Va'ansho gadol ma'od. Sheperish Atfom and Atzibar Ve'eno Mechlal Kapara Son. Right? We don't have a Kapara if we do not give it. Bizman Azeh, as we know, there is no such mitzvah, but we know that there is a Zecher on Tainus Esther, the Minhag is to give Tztaka, Zecher to the Machzaz HaShekel. The Rama quotes this in Simin Tafrei Sadi Dalid. The Shulchan Aruch talks about Matanos Lavyonim. That's the Simin HaMatanos Lavyonim. Chayev Kol Adam Litein Lefachos. Shtei Matanos L'Shnei Aniyim. Two matars to two aniyim, Mishloach Manos is to one, matars avyonim is to two, Ramah, v'yesh omrim sheyesh leitein kodem purim, machzis min amatbeya hakavua boso, makom of oso zman. Give half the currency of where everyone lives. You don't have to figure out how much is a shekel of the Talmudic times, of the biblical times. No, don't worry about it. Just give half of the currency wherever you live. Zecher l'machzis hashekel sheyinosim ba'adar. Zecher to the machzis hashekel you should give an adar. Umeyacher sheshalosh pa'amim kos of truma ba'parsha. And since it says the word truma three times, which we'll get to on today's daf, Bez Hashem, leitin shalosh, so we give three machzis hashekel. That's why, living here in Eretz Yisrael, you give a shekel and a half. You live in America, you give $1.50. Whatever it is, you give three halves of the common currency. That is the minog of Machzis HaShekel given on Erev Purim on Tainus Esther. So again, there's a lot more. Again, we mentioned the Sefer Chinuch holds the mitzvahs from age 20. That is really a machlokas we've shown him. The Rambam and the Ramban both hold from age 13. It's not directly connected to the army from age 13. The Sefer Chinuch and Rashi, ala Torah, holds from age 20. But again, there's a lot more to say, but we will continue. Why is it done right before Purim? So we will see. Just one other point relating to Hakdama, and then we'll start. What is Shkalim doing here? In this place, in this juxtaposition in Seder Moed. A lot of Shkalim is going to be about Kachim. It's going to take us back to those five Prakim, the middle of Psachim, that were in Yoni Kachim. As we'll see, we're going to start off with Shkalim, but we're going to expand to various needs of the Beis HaMikdash. Just a little, it's a prakim, but it's a little Masechta, 3 weeks. Says the, if you look in the Tosfos Yantif, he has a Hakdama here to the Masechta Shkalim. So first he quotes the Rambam. The Rambam, as the Rambam does in every Masechta, the beginning of his commentary on Mishnah, he goes through the order of every single Masechta in Shas. Says the Rambam, Shkalim Sidi Rabbeinu HaKadosh Achar Psachim Shekei Nistru BaTorah. Because that's how it is in the Torah. What does that mean? Ratzalomar, Sheparsha Shkalim, Bikisisa, Kodem, Laparsha Zamoadas, Sheparsha Zamor. You have Shkalim and Kisisa before all the Yavim Tovim are in. All the Yavim Tovim are written a number of times in the Torah, but Kisisa, right, the two major places where they're written are in Emor and in Re'eh, right? And Shkalim is before that, so that's why Shkalim comes before. Shabbos comes first, Shabbos is in Parsha's Bereishis, among six other places. Shabbos and Erevin go together. And Psachim, why does Psachim go first? Because Psachim is in Parshas Bo, right? And then after that, then we have Shkalim. V'zeyadam gamkein biyuma shehiktim l'sukkah. And says the Rambam, that's why even Yuma goes before Sukkah, as we'll see. Ela shehiktim Shabbos ve'erev m'nesha kadmaso b'lamala. Upsachim, ol b'smucha l'shabbos, b'tzorishona. That's why it is there. Even though it says in short, what I was alluding to before, in Mishpatim, shalosh regalim tachog li bashana. Right, and that's before Kisisa, but Rabbeinu HaKadosh goes by the major Parshas HaMoedim, which is an Emor and Re'eh. Okay, there's a lot more, but we will now get into the Masechta. Says the Mishnah, Be'echad ba'adar mashmi'in al ha'shkalim. We're going to be using the regular Vilna Shas text with the mostly achronim on the page, right? We're not zochet to have Rashi, Tosfos, normal, regular Rishonim on the Masechta. We have one Rishon, the Rivavan is one of the Rishonim, but what has been accepted to be the classic Mefarish on Shkalim is the Tiklun Chalitin. Tiklun Chalitin, if you see on the bottom right, that's written by Yisrael Mishklov, one of the star pupils of the Vilna Gaon. He wrote both the Mishnas Elio, which he gathers from his Rebbe's commentary from all over, that the Mishnas Elio, from the Gra, and the Tiklun Chalitin, which is the, right, literally, Tiklun is Shkalim, right, the Shin and the Saf switch. Shkalim, the new Shekel, the Tiklun Chalitin, from Yisrael Mishklov, 300 years ago, that's the commentary, if one wants to do Rashi on Shkalim, that's what is accepted to be done, generally. Okay, so here we go. Be'echad ba'adar, mashmi'in ala Shkalim. On the first day of Adar, Bezdin starts making announcements, bring your Shkalim. Bring your shkalim today. Why is that? We'll see in the Gemara. Why dafka that day is picked. V'al hakilayim. And also, that's when Kilayim is announced. Why is Kilayim announced then? Meaning, go to your fields to make sure that your fields aren't overrun and the plants haven't intermixed with each other. Go out now. Why? Because this is the springtime. It's a little bit after the winter. Now it's overgrown. Go check it out and see. Make sure to uproot it. Why is Bezdin making this announcement? It's a good time of year to make it. But why now? Kilayim is already aser. No, the answer is no. As we know, the five types of kilayim described in the Mishnayos, one of them is, two of them have to do with the ground, kilay zra'im and kilay hakerem. The halacha, though, both by those kilayim is part of it, the part of the iser is only with ratzon bialim. If I'm not happy, if I come back and I see, oh my goodness, I can't believe this happened, so the halacha is that it didn't happen. I have a certain amount of time in order to remove it and to uproot it. It's not like others where there's a mitzias. If somebody pours milk into my hot chicken soup, I'm not interested in it being basar v'chalav. If it's basar v'chalav, it's basar v'chalav. It's a reality. It's a mitzias. I have nothing to say about it. But by kilayim, as long as I uproot it before the requisite amount of growth takes place, so then it is not ne'esar. So that's why Beis Din says, now's the time. Go out to your field and make sure there is no kilayim. Alder Drush, a number of the Bali Musar, point out, what do these first two halachas have to do with each other? Shkalim and kilayim. Shkalim is about achdus. We only give a half a shekel because we're all connected to each other. Machz is a shekel, so it's all about achdus. So we have to have achdus, for sure. And that's one of the highest values that we have to have. But we have to make sure that our achdus aren't with people who might negatively affect us, v'ala kilayim. We have to make sure it's not kilayim. We have to have achdus, but make sure it's hopefully all in the same larger rubric of Avodas Hashem, v'ala kilayim. Okay, Vayter. So on the first day of Adar, these two acts take place in Beis Din. You announce about shkalim and kilayim. Uba chamisha aser bo, and on the 15th of the month, Koranus and Megillah Bekrachim. Oh, so we lay the Megillah in walled cities from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. What is that doing here? Right, why don't we just wait for Mesechus Megillah? The Gemara will talk about it. Umesaknin, what else do we do on the 15th of Adar? Umesaknin etzadrachim. And we fix up the roads. Remember, they didn't have paved roads in those days. It was all muddy and dirt. And by this time, it was towards the end of the rainy season. And the roads needed fixing. So that was the day that Beis Din went out to fix the roads, misaknan es hadrachim, ves harachovos, ves mikvas hamayim, and all the mikvas that might have gotten ruined over the winter, v'yosef kol tzorchei harabim, and all tzorchei harabim are done that day. Umitzayin es hakfaris, and also the cemeteries that the markers might have gotten washed away, which is not a good idea for Kohanim, right? They have to make sure to know exactly where the cemeteries are. So they also would fix up the kfaris, the matzevis of the cemeteries. V'yosef nafal akilayim. They used to go out, to force people to make sure that they uprooted their kilayim. To a couple more ha'aris on the Mishnah. Why were they misakin the drachim? For who? So the Tiklan Chadatin explains 2 days. If you look, number one, for the Oli Regalim. In a couple of weeks, they're going to be Oli Regal. And you got to make sure that you start early to make sure all the roads are completed, so they don't have to step in the mud. Number one. Number two, inami bishvil hagolim la'arei miklat. Those have to go to Arei Miklat. Those who might have killed by accident that have to get to Arei Miklat. You don't want them to get stuck in the mud while the goal adam, the relative, is on their tail. So they got to get there quickly. He's got to fix the roads. Shenedichziv tachim lacha adarech. As it says, fix up the roads for them. So 2 days in the Tiklan Chadatin, Arei Miklat or Ole Regalim. We mentioned in the past the thought of some of the Mefarshim. Irving Bunim quotes this in his commentary on Pirkei Avos. Right? The Tiklan Chadatin quotes it. There's a pasuk in Chumash that says that we have to make sure there are signs and it's clearly marked for the people running to the Arei Miklat get there in time. Got to put up signs. Arei Miklat this way. Right, all the Arei Miklat, Chevron, it's near Miklat, right? All Arei Miklat. We don't have to have signs for the Oli Regalim, only for the Anshe Arei Miklat, people running there. Why, Dafka, there are signs to get them there quicker. So explains the Mefarshim that, well, there are two reasons. Number one, you don't want the Baal Arei Miklat to have to, tarry. They're on the run. Until they get to Arei Miklat, they're not protected by divine law, and therefore they got to get there quickly. So you got to have signs up. Right now, you're just going to put it to GPS, closest Arei Miklat. Right, it'll be in the sections of different categories that you could choose from. Right, but but in those days, right, you needed the signs. Vashenkin, Oli Regel, okay, what are you in a rush for? Number one, now you have to get there by Yaptif, but it'll take a little longer time. Number two, Dafka, we want to befriend them. We want people to not know where they're going, not Dafka, but if they don't know where they're going, to ask us. We're on the way. How do you get to Yerushalayim? I'm trying to get there. Oh, how are you? Play a little Jewish geography. And, oh yeah, where are you coming from? Great. Well, you have some Bikurim with you also? Awesome. Great. And you get to know them. The Anshei Ari Mikla, the people who killed Bashogeg, you know, that's not something that, you want to get to know them so well at this juncture. So that's why there's a difference. Even though the Tikkun Chavtin quotes two, he quotes the Pasuk on the second one, because that's the one that there is a mitzvah, Tachin Lacha HaDerech, to get it, ready. Why Dafka on the 15th of Adar? And also some of these, you know, fit in, you have to fix up the roads, but then the Mishnah adds, Osin Kol Tzarchei HaRabim. All Tzarchei HaRabim are done here in Adar. Why is that? Why are all Tzarchei HaRabim done in Adar? I mentioned it in a drasha a couple of years ago, but it's really a beautiful thought. In the Binyan Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Mivilna, in Simin Nun Hei asked this question. L'chol yesh l'aseis tam. L'ma itilu chachamim chiyuv la'ayin al Tzarchei HaRabim b'chodesh Adar. Yosef mikol Hashana. Everything else in the Mishnah, you understand. It's after the rainy season. You have to fix up the roads. You have to fix up the mikvahs. You have to fix it all up. So what? Once Bezin is focusing on certain Tzarchei HaRabim, they focus on everything? Well, why don't you focus on Tzarchei HaRabim in the summer? Why not in the other months? Why dafka Tzarchei HaRabim now? So he quotes, maybe it's based on the Gemara in Shabbos Lama Gimel. Shabbos Lama Gimel, we know, is the Lag Gemara. Lag Ba'omer. That's the day of Shema Yechakim out of his cave with his son. That's Lag in Shabbos. Lama Gimel on the base. There we know the story that he comes out and then he starts, the eyes of his son starts, pulverizing whatever they see. They go back in the cave for another 12 months. They come out, and what the first thing Shema Yechai does, Omar, Ika Milsa de Boilas Kune. Is there anything that needs to be done? Anything needs to be fixed? Amri Lay, they told him, Ika Tuchta, this be Safek Tuma. Yeah, there's an area over there, they're not sure if there are graves there. Kohanim have to walk all the way around. This like sorry, Kohanim La Kufe, you know, if you could fix that, if you could figure out with your divine wisdom, you know, where the graves are, you know, that would be great. What's the message of the Gemara? What is he? He comes out of the cave, can I do something? Hayot Seilonu Miagadazu, says the Binyan Shlomo, if anybody ever has a miraculous event, a nace that's done to them, you know what our reaction has to be? Besides Stam Asudas Hoda, we have to do something for the Tzibur. Do something for the Tzibur. That's what you learn from that Gemara. Tzarech Lefakeach Ulesakin Tzarechei Rabim. V'raya Brura, and what do you know this from? A few weeks Parasha Yaakov Avinu. Tahol V'naso Leishin Estrapa Mitzvato V'yichan Espanei Ha'ir. What did he do? He went, but Yichas Pnei Ha'ir, and the Gemara tells us that alludes to certain activities that he did, which we'll get back to in a second. But he says, that's Adar. Adar, a nace was done for all of Klal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu saved us. Mimavis L'chaim. He saved us from the clutches of Haman. He says, that's why, on a national level, as a reaction to that, and Dafkan Tesvav, right after all of Klal Yisrael are saved, on that anniversary, Beis Din goes out and fixes up Tzarchei HaRabim as a reaction to the nace that took place. And then he even adds and says, all the details of Yaakov Avinu, that's exactly what we do here. What does it say? It says that Yaakov Avinu, what is Vayichan Espanei Ha'ir? One day is that he was Matbeya Tikin Lohem. He coined a currency. That's the first thing that it says that Mashmin al Ashkalam. That's parallel to the coin, the currency. What does it say Yaakov did? It's Shvakim Tikin Lohem. Right? He made stables, he made all the marketplaces. That's Mesachim and Sadrachim. Mikvos, it says Merchatzos Tikin Lohem. You go through that Gemara, that says all what Yaakov Avinu did. It's exactly parallel to the, to what Beis Din does Bizman HaMikdash for Klal Yisrael. Okay? We continue. There's something else on Kfaris, but let's first continue, and then maybe we'll come back. Says the Gemara of Alama be'echad ba'adar. So why is it that it's the first day of Adar that we're mashmiya on Shkalim? K'dei she'yavi'u Yisrael l'shekleihem ba'onasan. So that Am Yisrael comes and brings their Shkalim in their proper time. Why? V'titrim chumas ha'lishkam anachadosha bizmana be'echad b'nisan. The reason is, of course, from the first day of Nisan, that's the day that the new year starts for Klal Yisrael in terms of the Karbanos Tzibur. We have to bring the Karbanos Tzibur from the newly collected money. So we give a month. We give a month to collect the monies. And in that way, hopefully everybody has brought it by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And we will have enough to do the Trumas Halishka. That's going to come up a lot in the Masechta. Trumas Halishka means when Beis Din, when the Gizbarim, the Gabbais, and the Beis HaMikdash take out of the collection to use. The Truma, Laharim, to take out from the collection in order to use. We'll see, they do that a couple of times a year. That's reason that the Yerushalmi gives. The Yerushalmi gives the reason why the first day of Adar, because to give enough time. The Gra here, the Mishnah Zaliyo quotes from the Gemara in Megillah, gives another reason. Why do we do it on the first day of Adar? Because we want it to be Makdim before Haman Shkalim. Haman was Shokel, he weighed out a certain amount of money that he got from Achashverosh in order to kill the Jews. So we say, you know, our Shkalim came first. Haman, you think your Shkalim are going to get us? Our Shkalim came first. So how do you put those two together? So it seems like the Gra is saying that, or the Mefarshim say, explaining the Gra, how do you put these two reasons together? The Marsha there in Megillah says you need both reasons. It's really based on the Marsha. What do you need the reason of? You got to do it a month before in order to have enough, and you have to do it for Haman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that the Purim story was going to happen. And he knew that it takes a month. So that's why he demanded, so to speak, he demanded Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the day that you have to bring the Karbanos from the Truma Chadasha. In that way, we will start announcing it a month before. The Melech, we're starting to announce it a month before, later on in history, by the Purim story, we will have been Makdim, our Shkalim, to Haman. So we can say HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved. Why did he pick Nisan to start? Why not, Rosh Hashanah? Could have said Rosh Hashanah is also, right, Rosh Hashanah for Karbanos Hasibur, but no. Adar was picked, Nisan was picked, then Mela Adar was picked, so both reasons work together, the one from the Bavli, and that is to beat Haman, to be mocked from Haman, and from Yerushalmi, here, that we can bring our Shkalim be'onasan. Okay, we continue. Ve'omar, that's like Omar. Amar Shrabar Rav Yitzchak, Trumas HaLishka Kitchilasa. Trumas HaLishka is done. When are they Torem from the Lishka? When do they take out the first time? Like the original time. Meaning, like the first time they took out after they collected for the Mishkan. Dichsiv, Vayi Bachodesh HaRishon, Bashana HaShenis, Be'echa LaChodesh, Shukam HaMishkan. The end of Sefer Shmos. Right on the first month, in the second year, right, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's when Hukam HaMishkan, that's when the Karbanos Tzibur started for the new year, and that's why, just like then, the Truma was done on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so too now, and that's why I have to collect the Shkalim earlier. V'tani Allah, b'yom shehukam HaMishkan, bo b'yom nisrim ha-Truma. And the day that the Mishkan was set up on its final time, we know the first couple of times Moshe Rabbeinu put it up and took it down and put it up and took it down until finally it stayed up. And that is source number one. How do we know the first of Nisan is where the Trumas HaLishka is done? Number one. Number two, Rebbe Tevi. We have some Tanaim and Amoraim, or in this Pesachta, that don't really appear so often in other places in Shas, because they are Eretz Yisrael Amoraim. We know Rabbi Yochanan put together the Talmud Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yochanan. And he was the one that put it together. But a lot of Amoraim are mentioned here from the Eretz Yisrael. Remember, all the Rebbes are from Eretz Yisrael. Because they have Smicha. Rebbe Tevi, Rebbe Yoshia, B'Shem, Kahana, the following. Ne'mar Kan, Chodshev, and Ne'mar Lahalam Chodshev. Sekzei Shava. What are these psukim? If you look in the Karban Eidah right here, one of the more recent achronim, it says, Zos Olas Chodesh B'Chadsho L'Chadshei Hashana. Says by the Karbanos, by the Musafin, and it says, Rishon hu lachem l'chadshei hashana. Right, it says it by Pesach. So, Ne'emar kan chadshei, ve'ne'emar lahalan chadshei, ma chadshei amar she'ne'emar lahalan, ein mon ela mi nisan. Just like the chadshei, it says by Rishon hu lachem l'chadshei hashana as nisan, af chadshei she'ne'emar kan ein mon ela mi nisan. So to the chadshei that it says here, by the Karban Sibur, by the Musaf, and by others, it all goes from Nisan. What's the Nukudis HaMachlokas? Why not the second opinion like the first opinion? First opinion is nice, like Kitchilasa. It could be then, because there was no Ein Breira, there was no other time. This was the first day. You collected, this was the first day to do it. You couldn't do the Truma beforehand, the Mishkan wasn't built yet. It wasn't completed yet. So there, it was E'efshar to do it earlier. So it could be that's why the second opinion doesn't like the first opinion, because Ein done in Efshar, Misha E'efshar. Right, if you don't have a choice earlier. And the second opinion might hold otherwise, right? Maybe not. They don't have that misora of the Gzeira Shava. As we know, we mentioned many times that you can't learn Gzeira Shava by yourself. You got to have a Rebbe for Gzeira Shava. Ain't other than Gzeira Shava Me'atzmos. So the second opinion had the misora, while the first opinion did not have the misora for the Gzeira Shava. That's why they had a different source. Good. Amar Reb Yona Shavak Rebbe Tevi Rosha Demasnisa. The Amar Sofa. Rebbe Tevi, you just quoted this this Gzeira Shava, only quoted the second half of the Braisa, but didn't quote the first half of the Braisa. Let me quote the first half of the Braisa. Again, Girsos are somewhat more difficult in Yerushalmi, because we don't have the Rishonim that worked it through, but we have the Bach, the Gra, other Nuschos, so we'll read this one with the Gra. Lo Kain Tani. Didn't it say earlier in the Braisa, Zos Olas Chodesh Bichacho? This is the Olav Chodesh in its proper month. Yocho Yehei Torim V'kol Chodesh V'chodesh. You might think, an amazing Havamina, that you have to do a new Truma every month. Rosh Chodesh, every Rosh Chodesh of the Beis HaMikdash, you go to the collection and you take out for the new Karbanos. Meaning every month's Karbanos is a different category of Karbanos. So you might think you do a Truma every month. Hamalomar, no. Bichacho L'chachei B'chodesh Echad U'Torim L'kol Chachei Hashana. No, every month, you don't do once a year. Once a year for all the months. So Yachol Be'ez HaChodesh Yirtzeh. So then you might think, okay, once a month. You might think, okay, we'll pick a month. Whatever month you want. Also an interesting Havamina. Ne'emar Kan, Chachev Ne'emar Lahalan Chachev. So then the Sefer has this Kavach, has the Gzeira Shava. Ma Chachev Ne'emar Lahalan Ein Molin Ela Minisan. Av Chachev Ne'emar Kan Ein Molin Ela Minisan. Good, so that's the Gzeira Shava. And we just pointed out that there's a Havamina there. What was the purpose of quoting this, the first half of the Braisa? Just Havaminas. Just conceptual analysis. That's why the Yerushalmi brings it in. There was a Havamina that every month you do Shubha Salishka. There was a Havamina that you could do it any month that you want. Kamashpulam, both of those are rejected. Obviously, there are certain messages of how to look at Karbanas Sibur. Are they all one idea the whole year, or does every month have its own nature? Good. We continue. First two Das and Shkalam. Mao Mashmian. So what do they announce? What does Mashmian literally mean? So Rav Huna Amar Machrizin, they announce that they have to bring the Shkalim Machrizin. Heich Ma Da'at Amar, like it says in Divrei Hayamim, Vayitznu Kol B'Yehuda Ubi Yerushalayim, that they put out the kol in Yehuda and in Yerushalayim. Right, the Bach here talks about the proper girsa of the pasuk here, and he quotes, he tries to defend it. That it's to be Mizaris, the continuation of the Pasuk has Mizaris B'nai Yisrael, that's the Lashon of Achraza. Either way, they used to announce it like they did in days of old. Fine. Taman Taninan, says the Mishnah in Maseches Megillah, ain't bin Adar HaRishon L'Adar HaSheni, Ela Mikra Megillah, U'matanas Levyonim. The one difference between Adar HaRishon L'Adar HaSheni, Hashkacha, we have a year of a double Adar. So, what's the difference between the first and second Adar? Says the Mishnah Megillah, Mikra Megillah. We only read the Megillah in the second month. And Matanas Lev Yonim always go with Mikra Megillah. Why? As the Gemara says at the beginning of Megillah, because the Aniyims always say, oh, they hear the Megillah, they know it's going to be their day. So, if they hear the Megillah, it'll be very depressing. If they have Matanas Lev Yonim and they don't go have the Megillah, so that's why Matanas Lev Yonim always goes with Mikra Megillah. Rev Simon B'Shem Reb Yeshua Ben Levi, Af Shimu Ashkalim V'Kilayim Beneihem. Also this halacha. The halacha of announcing about Shkalim and about Kilayim, that's only done in the second Adar. Only done in the second Adar. The next line and a half comes up on this, on Amud Beis. So many say that it's a misprint, shouldn't be here, this line of Rabbi Chelba. We'll get back to it on Amud Beis, because it has to do with the quote there. Okay, so we'll get back to that. Bez Hashem. Amr Rabbi Yossi, Amr Rabbi Yosa, the Ya'us. We're getting back to the previous line. It's appropriate that Shkalim and Kilayim are only announced by the second Adar. Why? Klum Amru, Mashmin al Ashkalim, isn't the only reason that we're Mashmin on Shkalim, Lo Kadeshi Avil Yisrael Shaklambo Nasan. We want people to bring their Shkalim in time. Im At Amar Ba'Adar HaRishon, if you say you aren't announced from Adar Rishon, for them to bring their Shkalim, Ad Kadun Is Bishasa Shis and Yom, and you have 60 days. Meaning, people are just going to procrastinate. People say, what? Shkalim? Yeah, I know, Shkalim, I have to do Shkalim. Nah, I have 2 months. So people are just going to procrastinate and not do it. If people know you have 1 month or less, so then people, okay, got to do it. But if people have 2 months, the longer time you give them, sometimes in announcements in shul or announcements for any kind of project, if you don't do it close enough to the project, people are just going to ignore it. I'll forget it. I'll figure it out then. So Mamash the Yerushalmi. Now the Yerushalmi says that if you announce it 2 months before, people are just going to say it's going to go in 1 year and out the other. We don't have to do this now. Don't worry about it. Procrastination. That's how the Tiklan Chazatin explains it. Chayshina Shem Yismachu Sheish Lefneim Od Shaos Harbe. Ubetokach Yivshu. I have plenty of time. If I know I have 10 minutes to have a mincha, I'm going to have a mincha. If I know I have 3 hours to have a mincha, Sometimes it doesn't work, right? And then the whole shaila, is that called ones? Is that called mezid in halacha? If I keep pushing it off. But either way, says Rabbi Yossi, that is appropriate, because you have to do it as close to the time. Similarly, klum amru yotzin afal kelayim. Why do we go out to kelayim? Lo kedei. Why do we announce? Because the growths are going to be nikar, and you're going to go out and uproot them. Im omer at ba'adar harishon. If you say to do it on the Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, ad kedun inun tekikin. The plants are very small. They're not going to take it so seriously. Okay, if it comes to Kalayim, I'll uproot it. Again, you got everything is in the timing. Everything Beis Din does is in the timing, says the Gemara. That's the message. And therefore, Beis Din has to know when it's too early, when it's too late. That is the why we do it in the second Adar. Good. Rabbi Chizkiya Sha'al. Rabbi Chizkiya, so we would translate Sha'al as asked. We would say, so this is parallel to the Bavli Lashon of Ibayalahu. The Tekel Chavdin says here no. If you want our first lesson in Yerushalmi language, Sha'al is used when the person talking knows exactly that what he's saying is true. He's just trying to basically test the listeners. But he knows it's true. He's Barer Be'enav. V'lo Sha'al Ella Imnachon Igam Be'enei B'nei Beis HaMedrash. He wants to know if they agree with him. He's not changing his sock. He doesn't have a shayla about the question. But he's just saying, what do you think? Even though I know I'm right. So that's this question of Rabbi Chizkiya. Rabbi Chizkiya Sha'al. Me'ata, if it's true that the reason that the shkalim are used are in order to have enough money for the carbonous sibur that are started, the new year starts on the first day of Nisan. So me'ata, b'nei Bavel mashmi'in ala shkalim me'rosho shel choref. So the people in Bavel, right, mail wasn't so quick in those days, right? Now it's called, what's it called, snail mail? Right, that the now it's even called that, even though it takes a day and a half. Oh my goodness! Right, it doesn't take 4 seconds. Right, so but in those days it could take months. So why don't we make the people of Bavel send their shkalim in 3 months before, so it'll get there by Nisan? If you start announcing Rosh Chodesh Adar, there's no way that the Bnei Bavel shkalim are going to get there before Nisan. Lo kedeshi aviu yisol shekalayim bo nasan v'titrom shumas alishka menachadasha bisman abechad b'nisan. That's Reb Chizkiya's suggestion, and you know, based on what we just said, that's what Reb Chizkiya holds. That's his shita. Reb Chizkiya holds that if somebody lives in Bavel, somebody lives in Chutz Laretz, they have to send their shkalim in early enough that it'll get there by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So he's just asking, you know what, does everybody agree to this? Because that's what I hold. So it says the Gemara, Hasib Reb Ula Kume Rebbe Mina. Reb Ula asked in front of Rebbe Mina, really? You're supposed to send it earlier? Is Reb Chizkiya right? Vataninan. But what didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Bishlosha Prachim Bashana Tarmanes Alishka. How many trumas do you do every year? How many times does Bezin go into the large treasury and take out money to buy the carbon seabor? Three times a year. When before Pesach they go out, right? Rosh Chodesh Nisan, beprosa Tzaris, before Shavuos, or beprosa Chagim, before Sukkos, meaning before each of the Shalosh Regalim. Why do you think they do that? Asks Rebbe Ula. Right? Why do they go in three times? Why don't they just do it once? Amar Lacy, he continues and says, isn't it because Neimer Elaine de Craven beprosa Pesach Elaine de Rech, those who are close, their shkalim got there by 2 weeks before Pesach. So on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you take on their behalf. They're included in the first set. Eilin derechokin beprosa atzeres. Those who are further away. So their shkalim got there by Shavuos. So before Shavuos, you take out with them in mind. Vilein derechokin minhon beprosa chag. And those who are further away, you take out before Sukkos. So you see, what's the purpose of three trumas? Isn't it because we don't take out, this is the Havamina, we don't take out 2 weeks before Pesach and have everybody in mind, even those who didn't send their shkalim yet. No, it's whoever shkalim are here, that's who we take out on behalf of, right? So therefore you see from there that we don't try to make sure that people send it earlier so that it's all there by Nisan, right? Isn't that the whole purpose of taking out three times? So Reb Chizkiya, you must be wrong. So the Gemara answers, no. Amale kula ka'achas hiba'a. Really, says the Gemara, all the shkalim could come earlier. It could be that Reb Chizki is right, that he says to send it earlier, and we all want it to come earlier. And You do three trumas, but really, even the first truma is on behalf. And we'll see this later on in the Mishnah. When we do the truma, we take it on behalf of even those who haven't gotten here yet. Those who are in route, those who didn't separate it yet, we have them in mind. So really, one could do one shruma, and that's it. Vilama amru bishlosha prakim. So why do we do three prakim, if the first time is enough? Kedei lasos pumbila davar. In order to make a big public publicity idea, and everybody realizes that this is what is happening, right? The Torah's Tiklan Chazin here quotes, there are many times in Halacha that we try to do things in public in order that everybody realizes it. The Lashon of the Tiklan Chazin here, if you look halfway down, Laman Yedu Kulam Sheyesh L'Kol Echad MiYisrael Chelek B'Kol Karban HaSibur Shemakrivim B'Kol Yom V'Yom. You want everybody to realize that each Jew out there has a Chelek. So we take later to emphasize, oh wow, they're doing a Truma today? Oh yeah, I'm part of this. Every time we do a truma, it makes people think and realize that they're part of the carpet of Sibur. They shouldn't think, oh, I'm a Yisrael, I'm a nothing, I don't take part in this any at all. Right? No. The Kohanim do the avoda, but really every Jew has a chelek in the kapara wrought by the carbon of Sibur. And that is why we do it in public. And he quotes, that's why you have more of the lotteries every day in the Beis HaMikdash, the payasos, and that's why the Kohen is Midash and Mizbeach HaPnimi. He talks about other examples that are given. We have this principle also, not only when it comes just to strengthening the Jews, but also, as we know, a few places in Halacha, too, we're Mefarsim Hadavar when it's something that the Karaites argue with us. Right, whenever the Karayim, something about Torah Shebal Peh, we also do Pirsim Adavar. Right, the first daf in Yuma says that we dafka are mitame, the Kohen that's involved in the Parah Aduma, and we make him tame for that day, a Tful Yom. Why? Because the Karayim say you can't do the Avodah with a Tful Yom, and we dafka do it with a Tful Yom. Because we want to show them that they're wrong. Also, most famously, the Mishnayos and Maseches Menachos, where the Mishnayos there describe that the Rambam describes it as well. Where's the Rambam? The Rambam describes it in Hilchos Tzvidin Musafin that we go out of our way to have a lot of pop and circumstance when we bring the Karban HaOmer. The cutting and the celebrating, and they bring the whole Karban HaOmer. Why? Because we're emphasizing that it's not always on a Sunday Shavuos. The Karban HaOmer is whatever day of the week. Mimachros HaShabbos does not mean Sunday, as we know from Torah Shebal Peh. Right, it means the day after the first day of Pesach. So there too, the Rambam says, "V'kol kach lama in Hilchos Tzvidin u'Musafin mipnei elu hatoim sheyatzu michlal Yisrael bebayisheni." Right, during those, for those who made the mistake, shehein omrim shezeshenemar batora mimachras haShabbos uShabbos brachus. That means Shabbos, right? Shabbos of the day of the week, and because Chazal, when Piyushu alamdu chachamim sheena ala Shabbos yantiv. Many, many drushes why it says Mimachmas HaShabbos, but does it mean that? Not for now. The Meshach Chachman, Farshas Emar, and others. But either way, that's also an idea where we see Pirsum Hadavar to publicize a mitzvah. Either because, in this context, to make us feel good, right? Or the other reason is to go against the Karaim. Good, we go weiter. Says the Gemara of Yehuda, Barpazi, B'shem Rebbe, who the Barpazi, the name of Rebbe, now says, commenting on the human nature that was referred to before, right, that we would procrastinate if we wouldn't be told in time. Hey, Nikra v'lo nivas. How could you read the following psukim and not be scared? Hey, Nikra v'lo nivas. Litova kona divlev. When it comes to the Mishkan, oh, we're awesome. Kona divlev, we volunteered to give to the Mishkan. L'ra'a, Vayisparku kolam v'chulu. We also volunteered to give to the Ego. Litova, Vayotze Moshe Esam, Moshe took out the Am. Right, wonderful. Lira'a, Vatikrav v'nalai kolchem. They all came, right, by the Bir Buvya to Moshe Rabbeinu. Litova, Az Yashar Moshe, V'nei Yisrael. Right, Litova, Moshe Rabbeinu starts singing, and B'nai Yisrael follow. Lira'a, Vatisa kolam eda v'chulu. And they all start crying, and they say, we don't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. Amr b'chiyah bar Abba, achein hishkimu hishchisu. They woke up early and they were mashkas and they destroyed. V'chol hashchasa shayosin bashkama yosin osa. Right, so hashkama can be positive, hashkama can be negative. Right, v'hashkama from aboker, yesterday's parsha. Right, so this nation is so contradictory.
How can you read these psukim and not cry? Pew the Barpazi says, right, we mentioned in the past, right, many times, the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi says, that's the goal of life is not to be self-contradictory. Right? He says that in Parshas Vayigash, in the famous Medrash, where the Medrash says that when Yosef says to his brothers, Ani Yosef, Ha'od Avichai, the Medrash says that's the most unbelievable rebuke that Yosef was giving his brothers. And all the Mefarshim asked, what kind of rebuke was that? All he said was, is my father alive? That's all he said. So the Beis Halevi explains that no, he knew his father was alive. From earlier in the same conversation, the end of Parshas Miketz, he knew Yaakov was alive. What's he saying? He's saying, Rabosai, right, you are so worried about my father's health, you can't say Binyamin's going to stay with me. And what about 22 years ago? You weren't worried about his health then. Ani Yosef, Ha'od Avichai, meaning your actions are self-contradictory. That's the ultimate tochacha. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to ask us why we weren't like so-and-so, why we weren't like us, why we didn't put as much effort into A as we put into B. Right? We have the same kochos, and we have to just be consistent. That's what life's about being consistent, and that's what this Gemara is about. But sometimes, as a nation, we have not been consistent, and therefore, we are held to task. Good. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Acha, Ein at yachol la'amod al ofya shel umazu. You can't figure out this nation. Can't figure him out. Nisboin la'egel v'nosnin. We give to, we're asked to give to the egel, we give. Nisboin la'mishkan v'nosnin. And then later on we give to the mishkan. Right, so, we give to everything whenever somebody comes to the door. We can't stop, but even to the negative. Right, we're always giving. Right, to one or two points, and then we'll, finish up with the three trumas. Rav Menachem Zemba, one of the greats, Hashem Yikom Damo, was killed in the World War II. So he quotes, what's the message of Chazal? Nisban le'egel v'nosim, nisban le'mishka v'nosim. He says, k'fiyah nirash, a Chazal wrote simple, adabar mima alasim shal b'nei Yisrael. It sounds like it's a good thing. We give to the egel, but then right away we give to the mishkan. Ha'kavana bazeh, shebezeh gufa marim lano chazal es ma'alatam. Ki Yehudi, the deeper message is that, even if we're on the level of the egel, don't have Yeish. Because you know what? Maybe tomorrow they're going to give to the Mishkan. They're involved in it. It's such a terrible project, but the next day we're going to be involved in such an amazing project in the Mishkan. Right? Never give up on Jews. Nispan la Mishkan v'nosnin. We'll give it up. We'll continue. Right? It's similar to the concept. It's kind of opposite. That is Kategor Yasa Sanegar. Right here, we gave to the money to the Mishkan, but you know, then we gave it to the Ekel, but then we gave it to the Mishkan. The Aruch Laner in Rosh Hashanah, on that Gemara, about In Kategor Nasa Sanegar, why the Kohen Gadol does not wear his golden clothing into the Kodesh Kadashim on Yom Kippur, because it's going to remind the Kodesh Baruch about the Ekel, he quotes this Gemara. He quotes, how is it if In Kategor Nasa Sanegar, the defender, the prosecutor can't be the defender, so why is this a good thing? Right, we give money to the ego, give money to the Mishkan. So he explains, generally, ain't kategor nasa sanegar. But if you dafka trying to use something, l'shem mitzvah, you're trying to be misakin and get kapara, then for sure, it's okay. Devade hadavar shehuva l'kapara al hadavar ba'atzmo, bazeh l'shayach kategor, tekein derech hatshuva shleim v'amitas, l'shuv ba'oso davar shechata bo, al haderech she'amru bo'so makam bo'so yishach v'chaj... Like the Rambam talks about, what's Shuvah Gemurah? The same situation, the same woman, the same thing. So here too, we're using the same money that we earlier had given to the Egel, and we're giving it to the Mishkan. Okay, Vayter. Says the Gemara Tana, Rabbi Yossi Reb Chanina, Hado Masnisa, he said the following Braisa, V'yasisa kaporez zahav tahar, yavo zahav shal kaporez, v'yachab ral zahav shal Egel. The gold of the kaporez, of the Aron, should be mechaper on the Egel. Right? This line alludes to the Machlokas Rashi in the Ramban, Al HaTorah, whether the Torah was written in order in Sefer Shmos. Right? Rashi says, in Moktim HaMuchar BaTorah. In the Torah, we have the Mishkan before the Egel. Says Rashi, that's not chronologically correct, because of a line like this. Chazal tell us that the Mishkan was after the Egel. And the Ramban disagrees. Ramban says, no, the Mishkan was a Hemshech of Har Sinai. Truman Tetzaveh. And Kizi says later, you're right, maybe there's an element of Mishkan that was Mechaper, but the Torah can be written in Israel in chronological order as much as possible, says the Ramban. Rebbe Chagai, Mishem, Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman, Shalosh Trumos, Nebu, Parchazos. Oh, now we're getting back to what we said before. The word Truma appears three times at the beginning of Kisisa, referring to three collections. Trumas Adonim, the Truma for the sockets, that was a one-time event. Right, the truma that took place to get by the sockets of the Mishkan, the truma shkalim, That's the shkalim for the karbanos. The truma is a mishkan, and the truma for the regular upkeep that you needed money to for all the expenses that the mishkan had. That's one. That's shkalim using for karbanos. Why? Because truma si, my truma, that's Hashem's karbanos, right? As karbani lachmi. That's how you know that's referring to the karbanos. That's the third one that was used for all the needs in the mishkan. Shumas ha-mishkan, le-mishkan, mashayirtu yasu. Right, whatever they wanted to give, that last one. Right, that was not equal. Shumas shkalim, le-karban, mashayirtu yasu, kadeshi yad kulan shaveh. You could use whatever you want as long as everyone's equal. What does that mean? It means, the Mefarshim explained, whatever currency is available at that time. That's right. If you want to give more than the biblical half shekel, but everybody equal, that's okay. That's what it means. Everybody can give whatever they want, but as long as everybody's equal. Shumas adanim la'adanim ha'asher lo yarav ada lo yamit. That's included. Fine. Amar Rabbi Abun, afa parsha zos emar bashalosh shrumos. Even at the beginning of truma, it says, I'm sorry, the first one was the beginning of truma. Now, even by the beginning of kisisa, it says the word truma three times. And that's the minhag of the Ramah. Machzaz ha-shekel truma la-shem, yitei trumas ha-shem, la-seis es trumas ha-shem. Good. Remember, we mentioned already the chinuch, and obviously the Rambam, who the chinuch always follows, counts as mitzvahs asei daraisa of shkalim. The Ramban al ha-Torah counts a losa asei. Ha'asher lo yarbe, v'hada lo yamit. He counts that as his iser d'oraisa, that the usher can't give more, and the ani can't give less. And the Achronim all point out that the Rambam holds that that's just a detail of the mitzvah saseh. But the Ramban has a separate lo saseh. Well, Be'ez Hashem have to get back to that. But let's continue first. B'tesva bo, karnes the Megillah b'krachim. So on the 15th, we read the Megillah. Lo chein ama rebi chal. So here's the line that was mentioned before, but here's where it belongs. Lochein Amar Rabbi Chaba Rav Huna Rav B'Shem Rav Chia Rava Hakol Yotzei B'Yudalet Shuz Makriyasa. Aye, doesn't Rabbi Chelbo have a line? We might not pass in this way, but doesn't he say a line that everybody's Yotzei on the 14th? Because that's the Iker time to read it. So how can our Mishnah say the 15th in the Krachin? Isn't there Rabbi Chelbo out there that says everybody can be Yotzei on the 14th? So Gemara said no. Lo Boy Alametcha Shekala Mitzvahs Hanogos Ba'Adar Sheni. What does that line mean? Says the Tikkun L'Kinchas in two steps. Step number one is the reason our Mishnah quotes this halacha about Megillah is to group it with the other halachas of Adar Beis. Step one. The reason this is quoted, that you read it, Adar Beis. Step two, all the other items are the 15th of Nisan, the 15th of Adar specifically. So it quotes this one as the 15th of Adar specifically too. But in the Chinami, according to Rabbi Chalbo, it could be on the 14th too. But it just wanted to group it with the other items that Bezdin Bedafka did on the 15th. Good. Rabbi Yossi, Rav Acha, the Yasvin, Rabbi Yossi, the Rav Acha, they were sitting and he asked the following, V'lo Mistavra, we're going to do the Tikkun Chadatin's girsa on this line. V'lo Mistavra, Lishe'avar, Ela Lahaba, Lo. What does that mean? This line, that the 14th is good enough, it obviously doesn't make sense that the Chiddush is, now it's let's say the 16th. And you're looking back, were you Yotzei? Well, you don't really have a choice. The 15th have passed. The Chiddush of Rabbi Chalbo must be that if a person who lives in a walled city read it on the 14th, he doesn't have to read it on the 15th, right? That must be his Chiddush. Because if it's after the 15th, he's not telling us anything. So isn't that what he is saying? And if that's true, that's wrong. Why? V'hatani, makim shenagu l'krosa shnei yamim, karonas shnei yamim. In a place where you read it 2 days, right, you're not sure whether it was a walled city, you read it both days. So too, if somebody read it on the 14th, shouldn't they have to read it on the 15th? So Gemara says, no. Amar lei, ofanas of arkein, I hold he's right. But he didn't explain why. Amar Rabbi Mana, the Yawus, he is correct, and this is the Svara. Ilu mishikiraya biyudalid, chosevekarya betezvav, shemeshomen lo? If he read it on the 14th, should we tell him to read it on the 15th? Would we listen? They take out ein. Imat omer kein, nimseis okers matkrochen biyadcha. What does that mean? If you have a city where you're not sure whether to read it on the 14th or the 15th, so if you read it only one day, then you'll never read it on the other day. Chazal aren't going to do that to be oker a day, which might be correct. So that's why if you have a whole city, the takana is to read it on both days. If you have one guy out of the blue that usually reads it on the 15th, and poof, this year he read it on the 14th, well, let it go. That's not going to be oker the whole din of reading it on the 15th. Period. Tani, Rishon Galiel Omer, finishing up, mitzvahs anogos b'adar sheni no eina anogos b'rishon. All the halachas of Adar only go by the first one. Chutz mehesped v'tainis, go by the second one. Chutz mehesped v'tainis, shein shavim b'zeh o b'zeh. Adar Rishon, what's called Purim Katan, right? Shushan Purim Katan, that you're not allowed to have, you're not allowed to fast or give a hesped that day. Other than that, nothing. Rebbe Ba, Rebbe Yirmiyah B'Shem Rav, Reb Simon B'Shem Reb Shua Ben Levi, Halacha K'Reb Shimon Gamliel. We all that way. Rav Huna Rabba D'Tziporin Amru, Hinig Rebbe Chanina B'Tziporin Katan Reb Shua Gamliel. The Minug is like that. Lo Amr Ela Hinig, Halacha Lo. The minug is like that, meaning you don't paskin that way in a shir, but privately that's what you say the minug is. That's all regarding those halachas. Aval le'inyin shtaros, and this is a machloka that's quoted in the Bavli too. What about dating documents? How do you date them? Right? Ksuba, get, v'chulu. Kosvin adar rishon, v'adar sheni stam. The first adar is called adar rishon, the second adar is just called adar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, opposite. Adar Rishon Stam, Adar Sheni Tanyin. The first Adar is just called Adar, the second one is called Adar Sheni. Right, that is Machlokes, again, lumdus-wise, right, what with a real Adar, please stand up. The Pashas is the second Adar, because that's what most halachas apply. But regarding certain halachas, the first Adar also has nafkaminas. Either way, that is the halacha. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, again, today's shiur was sponsored. L'zeich HaNishmas, Dr. Milton Cook, Moshe Ben Yosef, who prepared a foundation of Torah for his children and grandchildren today on his first yard site, Tezayin Cheshvan. Also, someone emailed me that might be a good time, again, the first day of Shkolim, to again put out there to anybody who wants to join in our Shkolim campaign, supporting our building project, or building a shul here in Eretz Yisrael. Anybody who can't be in Eretz Yisrael right now, take part in building a shul in Eretz Yisrael. Feel free to go to nofeyashemesh.com or .org. All of our OU listenership, and take part in this great mitzvah. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we have a haschala in Masechah Shkalim.